This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
In the last couple of weeks, we've been interviewing mayoral candidates.
Yes.
And we've already
had... And I don't know how many radio stations do this, actually.
Well, we do it because they're an important stakeholder.
Yes.
And we're an important stakeholder to the Lord Mayor of Melbourne. This week, we are going to interview Sally Capp, who's one of the mayoral candidates. Good morning to you, Sally.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning.
Sally, just to introduce this, what we've been doing, to be fair with everybody,
yes,
is that we've had a standard suite of questions.
Do you supply them beforehand?
No, we don't.
Oh, you don't. Good.
No,
to know.
We don't.
Okay.
No,
because
no,
I didn't get them. I was just wondering if.
No, you're not disadvantaged in any way, and we are very, very deliberate about that. But if you had listened to the previous,
It's not Fox News, so you don't get them first.
Good point. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so let me kick off the questions. Why would you like to be mayor?
What a brilliant question to ask every candidate.
It's a pretty obvious
Can
one,
I just
really,
say, I have been here listening and it's a really tough act to follow. So I don't know if you've set me up brilliantly there, straight after the PM. Why do I want to be the Lord Mayor of Melbourne? Well, in a sense, who wouldn't want to be? But in particular one, I'm absolutely passionate about our city. I'm a big enthusiast and optimist about where we're going and what's possible for Melbourne and Melburnians. But I also recognise that it's a really serious job. The Lord Mayor has a major role to play in the way that our city operates now and into the future. And I believe that it deserves to have candidates that have the right qualifications and experience to really make the most of that role and a significant contribution. And that's me.
Well, the Prime Minister's endorsed you.
Wasn't that lovely?
I know.
It's pretty good.
I know.
I know that he mentioned a number of other people in that little piece he did, so we'll see how that that goes.
Your top three priorities, Sally, should you be successful?
Another good question. Gee. Well, one of
the
things I'm really, really interested about is being open and inclusive. And so in terms of top three, I've been doing quite a lot of research and reading and through previous roles like CEO of Committee for Melbourne and Agent General, looking with those perspectives back at Victoria and Melbourne. One of the things that I've been interested in is Richard Florida's Creative Cities. I'm not sure if anybody here.
Yes.
And one of the key themes there is that you can't have successful cities unless you have the three T's. And those three T's are technology, talent, and tolerance. And so one of my top priorities is to see how are we going with technology, talent and tolerance, because if we can bring those together, we can be sure that particularly for the future, we've really set ourselves up to make the most of the opportunities.
It'd be fair to say Melbourne City Council's been through a rough patch in recent times. How would a council led by you be different?
Well, I'd be new to the council, so that already introduces an element of difference, and I think that's important. Having done quite a lot of strategy work and culture change work in the past, I do appreciate that often to get change, you need somebody that can come in and actually disconnect from where the people and the organisation is at, and I think I can certainly bring that. I'm a very different person to the last Lord Mayor in many obvious ways, as well as non-obvious ways, and I think one of the important aspects for me is that I'm very non-hierarchical and I'm not really bound by traditional ways of doing things, so I'm looking forward to getting in there and shaking it up in a way that adds significant value.
You look pretty good in the robes, I reckon. Those robes, I've always wanted.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us some more about that?
Yeah, well,
Maker, it sounds like you're actually a candidate for drag.
Don't do drag.
Sally, should you win the election, what can our community expect from you? What will a council led by you deliver for LGBTI people, their families and their community?
Wow, that is a broad question. I think I go back to the tolerance and one really key point is to make sure that as a community and society that we're not discriminating against any group in our community. That's really important to me. But I was hoping actually this morning, I know you did have one question earlier that the Prime Minister eventually let you ask, that we might get some feedback from listeners as to some key things I could do. But look, I thought I'd throw a couple of ideas on the table. Are we allowed to do that this morning without being too serious?
Yeah,
okay, well, one of the ideas is, why don't we bring the Mardi Gras to Melbourne?
Whoa.
I think we should do it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think it's
running. Oxford Street's basically done, isn't it?
I know. It's like a whole lot of abandoned dunnies.
I'll take your word for that.
And Swanston Street's got those nice big wide pavements,
hasn't
it?
Well, I think there's lots of potential here in Melbourne. And the other thing I thought I'd throw up is how about we turn White Night into Rainbow Night next year?
Wow.
And see how we go with some of those sorts of activities. So what do you think?
Like you have been thinking about this, haven't you?
Well, I absolutely believe we should think big and be ambitious and go for it. And I believe Melbourne's the best city in the world, so we need to be welcoming those sorts of activities. The great thing about the Mardi Gras is it's not just a celebration in our local community, but, of course, it attracts people from around the world. And I think Melbourne needs to be on that map.
As now, this is a tricky one.
Oh,
as potentially Joy's landlord...
In this, good point.
As Lord Mayor, in this...
Well, you are our landlord.
You are.
I would be.
Councillors, I should say.
Yes.
In this this incredible facility.
It's amazing in here.
What commitments can you make to us? Because the council has some ideas about what they'd want to do with the building. We need to be here for at least... How long, Taz?
Another three years.
You need to be in this particular building, in this particular room.
Before we potentially move to the Pride Centre in St Kilda.
Oh, of course. And doesn't it look fantastic?
It does. Mm. Great piece of architecture and design. Mm. It's still a few years away. So what commitments can you make for us? And we've asked all the candidates this.
Right. Well, surely the first commitment just needs to be to make sure that you are accommodated. I'm not aware, and you can tell me if there are particular reasons why you need to be in this spot and whether there are challenges around that. I'm not across it.
$500,000 worth of equipment and fit-ups.
Right, difficult to move.
Yeah.
All right. And is there any other reason why this building could not be used by you? It's not falling down, is it? It's a lovely Art Deco building out the front there.
I think we need to stay here for another 2.5 years or so.
Right, well... Subject to there being any other calamity that would mean we can't do it, let's do it.
Great.
Fantastic.
At the conclusion of your first term as Lord Mayor, what would you like your legacy to be? How do you want to be remembered? Or are you going to stand, you'd obviously want to stand for a second term, but what would you want to be able to hang your hat on at the end of your first term?
Okay, in the next 2.5 years, the focus is really going to be on openness and inclusiveness. I'd love people to look back and say, wow, I really felt like I had the opportunity to be involved in setting the destiny for our city. And that's not just to have been in a forum, but to actually feel that you've been listened to and that there has been action as a result of that. Because I feel if we can bring all Melburnians and their talents and their experience together, that we're going to set ourselves really well up for the future.
Fantastic. And many of our listeners this morning will be voting. What's your final message to them?
Vote one Sally Capp. Thanks so much for having me.
It's a direct election,
which is unusual for mayor. Property owners get two votes, don't they?
It doesn't quite work that way, but property owners and then business tenants.
Okay.
Yeah, just the same as a property owner and a residential tenant.
Of course.
But... because of the makeup of the city, there is a leaning towards business having more of the proportionality of the vote. There has been a study undertaken recently, I believe, by the City of Melbourne to examine that, and I understand the recommendation was that we need to review the way the voting proportionality works. So I don't know the detail of that, but I'm interested in looking at it. Do you have a particular concern?
No, look, I actually get a vote in the election.
Do you?
Yes. So, and actually, I'm giving you an inducement here.
Really?
We give all our studio guests one of those.
And do people know what the those is?
It is a Saturday Magazine cappuccino cup.
Actually, for me, it's a teacup.
A teacup.
Did you know that? I don't drink coffee, which is
That's all right. You can have a very...
But I can have a beautiful cup of tea or a golden latte.
That's right. You could have a bit of vodka in there. And at your desk there, you have a SatMag.
Thank you. Which will remind me for the next 3 years that you need to be here.
A mouse pad. Good luck.
Thank you.
We've got to go. And if you win, come back on regular.
Thank you. I will. I look forward to it if I can get there. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Hi, this is John Borghetti's here at Virgin Australia. For 22 years, Joy has been the voice of the GLBTI community. Virgin is a proud sponsor of Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.